They're back in school. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, at Richneck Elementary in Newport News, Virginia, with enhanced security. For the first time since 24 days ago, when
a 6-year-old shot and wounded teacher Abigail Zwirner, allegedly with his mother's handgun. That investigation continues, and the teacher is recovering now at home. Both the principal and the assistant principal have now left the school, and the school board last week fired the superintendent.
Fox's Evan Brown. Zwirner is suing the school district, claiming administrators were warned a few times the boy had a gun in his backpack that day, but did nothing. The district attorney in Memphis says more charges could be coming in the police beating of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later. 5 officers seen on video battering him are charged with murder.
You also see in the video other officers show up on scene and just stand around as a bloodied Nichols is left to wait more than 20 minutes for medical attention. We know at least 2 Memphis Fire Department employees and 2 Shelby County Sheriff's deputies have been relieved of their duties pending an internal investigation.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. There are also renewed calls for Congress to pass police reform. A Taliban commander in Pakistan is taking credit for an attack on a mosque in Peshawar, where a suicide bomber blew himself up among the worshippers, killing at least 47, wounding 150 more. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for talks days after deadly attacks in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Tomorrow he'll meet with Palestinians. Republicans in Congress have a lot of questions for the TikTok CEO scheduling a House hearing in March.
Lawmakers could focus on a number of concerns related to the social media company, including allegations of sharing data with China. Members could also question the company's ability to stop accounts trading child pornography. A bipartisan letter sent by members in December demanded a hearing with the platform on the issue. Congress recently passed a ban of TikTok on all federal government phones.
That's Ryan Schmelz. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden will leave for Baltimore next hour. He'll go there to tout the infrastructure law that passed last year that'll help build a new tunnel under the Potomac River that'll enhance rail travel along the East Coast. The surge of migrants coming to the U.S. hit a record last month. 250,000 stopped coming here illegally by Border Patrol. There are also more migrants crossing the U.S. northern border.
Customs and Border Protection says migrant arrests have soared 743%. In the final 3 months of the last year compared to 2021. You know, unlike the southern border counterparts, the northern migrants are forced to brave the harsh and unforgiving winter elements, trekking through snow and ice in sub-zero temperatures to try and reach the U.S. Conditions that sadly can prove so deadly. The CPB says a Haitian man froze to death earlier this month trying to join his wife here in the U.S.
That's Fox's Eric Shawn. It's a stormy start to the week in parts of the South. Winter storm advisories and or warnings from Texas all the way up to Ohio and West Virginia. Ice storm warnings in parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. There is none of that here in New York, where it's 46 degrees.
This has not been the winter to take snowy pictures in Central Park or anywhere else in New York City. The city hasn't seen measurable snow sticking above a tenth of an inch, in 325 days. More like, where's the snow, where's the snow, where's the snow? As of today, it's been 50 years since New York City had this late a measurable snow in the year. No, it's literally been like 50 degrees. Less than a week from now, another record could fall. The longest streak of consecutive days without measurable snow. The record stands at 332 days, set in December of 2020. And I knitted all these sweaters. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Oh, poor Tanya. On Wall Street, it's stocks that are falling. The Dow's down 35, the Nasdaq's losing 177. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.